Right now, we're joined by Southside Jake. We're breaking up all this Cam Hayward talk with, well, some trivia fun. Good morning to you, Jake. What do you got, buddy?
Nice hat.
Good morning. Oh, thank you. I'm actually heading to Latrobe today, so that's why I got to put the hat on.
Are you sure you're not going to be running away from a boulder towards the Ark of the Covenant? Because that's what you look like today.
Or in Jurassic Park.
I'm going to be on a roof today all day, so you got to keep that sun off. You know what I mean, boys?
That's right.
So, let's get down to it.
Let's do it.
All right. First question, and I will just tell you this. I should probably keep one of your lifelines for the last question today. It's a doozy.
All right.
It is a doozy. All right. Steeler kickers history. Here we go. One of these four Steelers kickers who have 100 or more extra point attempts. Who is the only one with a 100% extra point conversion? A, Gary Anderson. B, Chris Boswell. C, Jeff Reed. Or D, Sean Sweezum.
Man.
Gary.
You want to go Gary? Even great kickers weren't great back then. They moved it back on our guy Boz.
Right.
Did they move it back for Sweezum? I've never been able to say his name right, by the way. You want to go with Gary? Or we want to use a lifeline?
How many do we have? We have two still?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's use a lifeline.
We want to go 50-50?
Yeah.
We'll go 50-50. We did this thing again.
Okay. A, Gary Anderson on the board. And D, Sean Sweezum on the board.
I'm getting Sweezum vibes here.
I know, me too. Go with it. Mm.
You want to go with Sweesh?
Got feeling.
Let's go with Swish or Sweesh.
You are correct. It is Sean Sweezum.
That kick!
Little nugget here. I didn't realize, honestly, that he was this good. So his career field goal percentage was 87.9%
for
the Steelers.
Wow.
Boswell is 88.
A good Canadian man.
Put that into perspective.
Played in the hockey league with a couple of my buddies.
I think he works for the Penguins.
I like him.
Yeah.
Fun interview.
Good guy.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
All right, next one. What Steeler holds the record for the most fumbles of 14 in a single season? A, Cordell Stewart. B, Franco Harris. C, Jerome Bettis. Or D, Ben Roethlisberger.
I bet you it's Ben. I bet you it's a quarterback. And Ben played behind some terrible offensive lines. 2006, he got hit a lot and was really not very good after the motorcycle
14,
accident.
Though?
It's a huge number. That's like Kurt Warner and New York Giants level of fumbling. That's a huge number. I just can't imagine Franco fumbling once a game in the 1970s.
Didn't Bettis fumble a lot one year?
He had a famous fumble, that's for sure. I don't remember him fumbling that
no,
much.
No, actually don't, yeah. Mm, man.
I kind of want to go Cordell. Because not only would he get sacked and strip sacked, but also he ran a ton. But then Ben's getting sacked 60 times in a couple of seasons. Where are you leaning?
Cordell.
Let's do it. Final answer.
Always go with your gut. It was Ben. 14 in 2008.
The
actually.
Super Bowl year.
14 fumbles? Yeah.
17 touchdowns, yeah. 15 picks for Ben that year. It wasn't very good. I mean, he would
2008
obviously win the games late. All right, let's get the money ball.
I went deep for this one, boys. I went very deep. Since 2000, this NFL team has had the most players arrested at 57. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
Off the top of my head, I'm just thinking Bengals, but do go ahead.
Well, how ironic. A, Bengals. B, Vikings. C, Broncos. Or D, Browns.
Didn't the Vikings' entire boat get arrested? Or didn't they have that big party boat back in the day?
Keep in mind, 2000 and up.
Bengals came immediately to mind, and I think Adam Jones probably accounted for a lot of those himself.
Man,
It was Bengals, Vikings.
Arrests.
Who were the other two?
Bengals, Vikings, Browns, and Broncos.
I think the Browns have had their issues.
Yeah. Ooh.
The one that doesn't fit for me is the Broncos, which makes me almost think that that's the answer.
Hmm.
Do we let Harry decide?
No. Absolutely not. He probably doesn't even know these are football questions. You want to go Bengals?
Yeah. Final answer?
Hey, Bengals, boys.
I think it's
final
the Browns.
Answer. All right.
You think it's the Browns?
That is incorrect. Should have went with your gut again. It was the Vikings.
Vikings? I did know that, by the way. So.
No, you didn't.
Get out of here.
Yes, I did.
Honorable notice. Broncos, 56. Second place.
What? Jake, thank you for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, fellas.
I'm disappointed.
Have a good day.